doesn't.
I thought we were just going to use...
I'm Jasmine.
Who is that?
That's my recorder.
I'm Alpha here.
Jen's here, nice.
Austin's here.
Is Ilya here? No. Ilya's in the chat window, though. Okay. I can be Ilya for a second, but this is Shree. I'm going to join the chat in a few seconds.
So I'll be Vincent then.
Hey, Vincent.
Hi.
And I guess John is here as well, based on that response. Okay. So why don't we get started with analytics? Matthias isn't here, is he?
My chef can't make it for today.
Okay. Do you know anything about what he's been doing there, Vincent, or should we just go based on the... we can all just read the report, and unless you had anything to add.
I just read the report, and he's basically been playing with some scripts to generate some data. Everything is posted in his report.
Yeah, it looked pretty neat.
I thought it was really neat. There's a lot more stuff there that's very related to things that are interesting, like who's editing what, who are the most recent editors, and stuff like that. I thought that was pretty cool.
I talked to Matthias. Is there a way to make like a simplified version that maybe can be part of the wiki somehow?
Yeah, I think that's a really good idea. And we could automate that in some way too.
Yeah.
What's that?
I think that would be really neat if that could be done.
Maybe even part of like just a revolving highlight page that has current stats.
Like a Zeitgeist page or something. And we can just decide what are the most important things. And
I think
that's a great idea.
Definitely the users thing, which like users have the most contributions. I think that will get people really fired up. Some people.
Yeah, I'm not at the top five. I was actually pretty upset.
I'm not on the list. And, well, so.
Yeah, I think we have to re-rank by like recent too. That would be smarter, so we're not biasing.
they have all of those things there though.
Yeah,
I'm the most per month and who's the
most recent stuff and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea. So I guess the action stuff would be figure out what statistics we want and then in parallel figure out how to dump some of them in a format that'll be shown nicely on the wiki.
I think maybe if we can talk to Matthias about that since he seems to be able to hack scripts together pretty easily.
Okay. Alright. Next is coordinator, which is sort of arbitrarily, I think, just whatever I'm doing. So, the review stuff has actually been going relatively well, so Cameron Nalen, I don't know how to pronounce his last name, has gotten together he emailed and it sounds like he either has a whole lab of people or some collection of people who are interested in being the curators for the review he's putting out for directed evolution or library construction specifically within directed evolution. So hopefully that'll get going and we'll have a really good first example of a kind of community review that has a team of curators and things like that. So that sounds positive.
Cool.
And again, if you know anybody who's in the process of writing a review or you're writing a review, what he's actually doing is writing a review for nucleic acid research, and then he's going to simultaneously put it on the wiki and publish it in the journal, and then from there it'll evolve on the wiki and hopefully maybe get published again in a year or something like that. So if that's something that you are doing or know someone's doing, it seems like some of the journals at least would be amenable to that. Additionally, I did not spend much time, but I created a page and put some links for a feature list. The idea being that at some point we're going to need to start prioritizing the long list of things that we'd like to see happen, particularly since we're going to be having some more resources to draw on when we hire people. So that started and it could use some work. I don't know if we want to have a discussion. I think we could save for later a discussion if we have time on how we want to think about prioritizing it.
Prioritizing what?
So basically, like, if we had a list of, you know, let's say we started to basically collect all, like, right now the, like, things we want on the site are sort of spread across, I found three different pages, which is the openwetware:ideas, openwetware:to-do list, and openwetware:software/feature requests.
Yeah.
There may actually be other pages I don't know about, but you know, so there's a whole set of things, some of which might be more important than others, and none of which are necessarily being actively worked on. And so if we, and other things like, you know, statistics and all the other sort of things here, we can decide on, you know, applying resources or sorting their priority. Because at some point, the steering committee should be deciding what, if we have like a technical staff available, what they'll program, for instance. And we need to be in a position to actually efficiently give that list to somebody who's working full time. So
yeah, I think there's maybe some general organization of the wiki would help.
Yeah, in terms of organizing how, like overall organization or organizing?
Well, overall, but in this specific instance, definitely.
What's that? The specific instance, yeah. So I don't know. I don't know how we want to do that, but I think we can save that discussion for later. But that's what my reports are. So we don't have a communications chair, so news and highlights.
So I think things look pretty good. I think the main things are up in the report, and the main things for May I think are probably to get the video and lab highlights popped out, since those are due for a change. I think we have at least one iGEM video in the works, which might be a cool group highlight, but we probably want to maybe get a lab highlight, something maybe like non-MIT, non-SynBio, so if people have ideas for that.
Yeah, I mean, the Holtman lab is pretty active, they can do that.
What's that?
I think
the Holtman lab, Maureen's lab at Oregon Health Sciences University. They're pretty active. Might be worth highlighting them.
Okay, do you guys think that it'd be a good idea to, like, kind of check with labs before we highlight them, or is that not necessary?
I think we should definitely check with labs before we highlight them. Primarily because it also, a lot of times the labs will decide to, like, put in extra effort to, like, make things look a little nicer before they're highlighted.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I contacted Pam Silver's lab about doing a highlight before, and again, just last week, to tell her that I wasn't doing highlights anymore, and that we were thinking of replacing it with some ranking system. So she'd still be a good person to highlight,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, Pam would be good. Well, I mean, anyone can do highlights. I don't want to be an exclusive keeper on highlights. I'm just trying to like keep tabs and make, you know, try to facilitate things getting swapped out. But either of those labs sounds like a good idea. I mean, we could possibly do both in the next couple of months.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea.
Well, what is the schedule for highlights? Is it like weekly or monthly?
I mean, I had kind of thought every 4 to 6 weeks, but I don't think there's a specific schedule.
Okay.
I mean, it's basically just, you know, whoever wants to actually, you know, put up the highlight, but, I mean, I don't see any reason not to go quicker than that. I mean, ideally, I think the content of the GPA should be a little bit faster evolving, just so it just makes more fresh to see.
Yeah, I think more people would go to it, too, if it had, like, cool news or whatnot on the front page.
I mean, maybe weekly would be ideal, in my opinion, and if things were swapped out weekly, I think that would be great if people were just kind of posting them. I think anything that's been up there more than a month, we need to, like, actively make sure it gets swapped out. Maybe something like that. I also put out some of the general guidelines that I was thinking about for the types of links we want off the main page.
Yeah.
I think those are basically what the center has gotten from people, like what people generally want, but if people want to add to those or critique them or change them, that's cool too.
Yeah, I think that sounds fine. The and we have the news list too if people want to just suggest us.
Yeah. But sounds good.
Cool. Great. The so then to do there is basically gonna be following up with the Holtman lab and Pam Silver's lab.
Yeah, exactly, and make sure that at least one of those gets swapped out in the next week or two.
Cool. Right. Alright. So outreach. You guys have done a ton of stuff.
Yeah. We have a lot to talk about. We have a real verbose report, so people can read that or not if they want to. But basically, there's kind of two main things I think we want to talk to the SC about. The simpler one is probably the user survey. So the idea is that Vincent and I, to lead the outreach effort, and I think this will be useful for the rest of everyone as well, want to conduct a survey of the current users and basically ask them how are they using OpenWetware, how do they find out about it, if they're not using it as much, why, just try to figure out what parts they like, what parts they don't like, mainly so that we can target, like figure out what a good target audience is and say to potential new members, like, okay, you know, 1,000 people are putting their papers on, or whatever the actual numbers are. So we've thrown together a rough draft of a set of questions, and we want to get comments on the general idea, and also ask people to add questions to it. And then, as far as conducting the survey, I think it's an issue we should talk about with the SC, like how do we actually do that? So that's the one thing. I don't know if we want to talk about that.
Yeah, so I put a few comments about your questions on the discussion page for your survey.
Oh, okay, I didn't see that.
That's fine, I just wanted to let you know.
Okay, what's your general?
I mean, it was just the kind of basic things that, like, for example, you talk about how many collaborations have you started on OpenWetware, but, like, a collaboration is actually a pretty, like, you know, tough thing to start, so you might want to ask some, like, kind of softer questions, like, how many interactions have you had?
Okay.
Like, because it's probably more likely that people have kind of informal interactions about their work on OpenWetware that they wouldn't have had otherwise.
Right, okay.
And then you also asked something about how do you find out about the latest contributions in OpenWetware.
Uh-huh.
And so you could also put something like, you know, like some people might be using RSSPs or watch lists.
Uh-huh.
And so I just thought that kind of pointing out the other ways that you can keep track of changes on OpenWetware might not be bad things, but even if they don't use them, then they're like, oh, that's the way I can keep
track. Oh, yeah, exactly.
You know, so it kind of serves a dual purpose.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea, yeah.
And then one other thing that I you also asked a question about how do they find information on OpenWetware, and I think search is not actually an option in that question.
Okay.
Okay,
good. So, I mean, what do people think about the general idea of conducting something like this?
I mean, I think it's fantastic. I think some of the questions, I mean, we just really don't know. We kind of assume a lot of these questions, and it'd be really great to find out what people are really thinking. I guess we can talk about this later, but yeah, once again, how are we going to distribute it, and how often do we want to do these kind of surveys? But I think it's a great idea.
Okay. So I'll just say that, so it's generally a good idea, then let's talk about how are we going to carry it out.
Yeah. I mean, does everyone else agree? I mean,
I think it's great idea. Yeah, it's better to get information about how people are using.
Yeah, I think right now we're making a lot of guesses, basically.
So everyone should, like, try to think, look at the questions and try to think of other things that they might be interested in knowing about.
Yeah, and also about if there's any stuff where it's like, well, we really don't care about that. People don't like taking really long surveys either.
I think
we should cap the number of questions in total, but
okay.
So how were you planning on conducting it? Was it through like one of these online survey companies?
Well, there's a few ways that I only know about one of them, but I'm sure there's similar things where you get like a free account and design some form and then people fill it out and it sends you back the data, but there's probably better ways to do it.
I mean, I guess that seems fine. We could do it that way. I mean, those things are pretty decent in terms of their interfaces and whatnot, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty straightforward. The question is, like, do we want to link, I guess we don't want someone's username to be listed with the survey, but how do we keep track of like how many people have done it or like the details like that?
That wouldn't come in on the results. I mean, I think you can distribute like with the survey things if we had, I mean, it depends how we decided to distribute the survey, right? So if we were emailing it, like I know with these survey programs you can like make sure that only one per email gets
okay.
done or something. I'm pretty sure I've seen stuff like that before. But I don't know if we want to like be emailing everybody with this or what. You know?
Yeah. So the question also becomes like, how do we get in touch with users? You know, like
right, how do we not only get the people who
currently we
use the main page every day or something like that? Yeah. If that's how, you know.
I mean, currently we're kind of just. I don't know. We haven't ever sent a user email, much less, like, to everyone, much less a, like, you know, an email saying, can you please take the survey? So, I think
we definitely... We could also just put it, like, on the front page, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, you know, hey, you fill out the survey if you want.
Yeah.
And we could do the whole raffle for one person, you know, like, randomly choose somebody to, you know,
something
to, a sticker, or an
Oprah
or a t-shirt.
Oh, yeah.
You can write a highlight if you win.
Yeah.
Could probably give t-shirts to everyone who participates.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's true. That's yeah, it's not bad. I mean, do we have stickers to give out?
Yeah, they did. They came in.
We're
going to mail them around shortly.
Maybe we can try to, like, get everyone's address and everything.
Yeah, we gotta get.
They are pretty cool, though.
Yeah, well, maybe like a little image of the sticker next to like. Sure. I mean, I think maybe we can just try to. I think we should try a few routes of distribution. Like one, definitely have a link on the main page, and then another one. Just see how it goes. How many people do it within a month or so?
Yeah, I kind of think it's better not to email users unless it's absolutely necessary, or people will just block email from everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, do you think, would you really block it if it was, like, once every couple of months or something?
I don't know. I block a lot of things on email.
The other thing is, depends on the tone of the email. Like, we can say, hey, we really need your help. We're trying to make Open What Wear a better place. Can you please help us out?
Yeah, I'm just worried about, because we haven't sent a single email yet, you know, even saying that, you know.
Well, we did have a web email where one portion of it was, like, also, you know, if you have some time, please do this, you know. I don't know if we want to do that, but...
Well, I mean, I think this is part of the larger issue. We probably do want to send an email to every user.
Yeah.
Give you announcements about updates to the site, you know, the fact that we got the NSF grant, we're hiring 2 full-time employees, we actually have bandwidth to implement people's, like, suggestions. Stuff
yeah.
Like that. So, you know, we could think about including a link to the surveys. I mean, we don't want to make that email too long, but, I mean, I think we've been talking about sending that type of an email to everyone for a while now. It's probably about the right time to do it.
You know, I mean,
it's probably a pretty good idea.
As in general, it might also be a decent idea to have, like, an Open Wetware blog.
Yeah.
You know, where the
yeah.
committee members can, like, post things like, you know...
That's a good idea.
Take the survey. You know, we're hiring new employees. Hey, welcome these 2 new members of the steering committee. Or, you know, like that.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
The question is, we've always had this problem. How do we deal with blogs? Do we just go to a different blog, like software, or do we just keep it on Open Wetware? But in general, I don't know.
Well, maybe the email can be, like, introducing the blog. And
yeah,
like,
I think that would be great.
These
like,
are the first 3 entries, is what the hiring, the bandwidth, and the survey.
Right. And we can also, we can tell the emails, like, you know, we're going to make this mounts list really low traffic, like, not once every couple of months.
Yep.
And basically say more updated stuff will be through the blog.
Yeah. We can also add a survey question, like, how would you prefer? did you get really annoyed at this email?
Yeah.
Or maybe that's, like, the people that kind of, like, Whitney and Philadelphia.
Yeah, we might have a little survey bias in general here with our survey. That's okay, then. yeah, no, I think the blog is a really good idea. I think we do need to think a little bit about how to implement it, but I like the idea of disseminating information that way. All right. Austin, how hard would it be to have, I guess, what's our current status on? I mean, we have a couple blogs on the site, sort of, but, I mean, I don't know if people can obviously, like, RSS them and things like that.
Well, the hard part about RSS being stuff on the wiki is every change becomes a RSS thing,
right?
So, I mean, it's not really what you want, because if you make a mistake, you're going to have to edit it, and then it shows up, like, 3 or 4 times, and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just a pain.
And also the date, you know, you don't get all the features of like, the serial dating type stuff. You know?
So, I mean, maybe we just go to a blogger-type thing and then just give everyone a joint account on that and just make it I mean, that might be the best thing. I don't know. And we just embed it in what web page or something like that.
I think, actually, I was just reading about this thing with Dig last night.
Yeah.
And I looked at their blog, and whatever it was, I thought it was a great thing because it also had pictures of people.
Yeah, that's pretty
cool. I
think
it'd be great to put, like, use the blog to put a face to the SC.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
See, like, who's writing about what. I mean, it's just, like, another piece of information to make it more personal. And
I agree.
I think for something like this, where it's sort of, like, announcements from the site, it's going to look kind of sketchy to have it on, like, Blogger or something.
Yeah, maybe like, WordPress would be better, or movable site. I think WordPress is really good sounding.
That would be something we would be running on our servers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of blog stuff already implemented we could use, but we could just use one of things like WordPress and then embed it through a, I forgot what it's called, iframe into one of the wiki pages, just to get something up. And if we used OpenID, then we could still log in with OpenWebWare.
I don't know, I think so the sort of look of the blog, that sort of the polished, like, unbusy thing, I think that sort of is at least a trademark look for most people who are familiar with any blogs. It doesn't mean that's what we have to do, but if we're going to install WordPress, I might think about that.
Well, the question is, how much would it be, like, what investment, would it be hard to switch later in the, down the road?
I don't know.
You know, I think for some extent, we can't let it paralyze us doing stuff now, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, I mean, trying it out, I think, is more important than...
Yeah, I mean, I the big one looks really great, and they use WordPress, apparently.
Oh, they use WordPress? Okay.
So it says some blog post about Dig has finally shifted its official Dig blog to its subdomain. It looked weird that it was always on Blogspot. So, that's the indication. Nice. So maybe, yeah, could some, does anyone want to look into...
I will look into that.
All right, sweet, thanks for that. WordPress. Okay, great.
So the to-do, at least for the surveys in the next month, we would like to kind of make a final version, so try to edit it, and we'll work on the questions, and maybe when the blog is up, we can talk exactly about how to distribute it.
Yeah, but I definitely think a front page thing is something that we should do, and that might also go in with donation stuff that we can talk about, that I think Grace and I can talk about later. But.
Okay, cool. Okay, so our second thing is has to do with kind of welcoming users. So the idea here is that this also has to do with Reshma's item on the introductory email. Briefly, instead of an introductory email, we'd want to create basically like an autofill for someone's user page or another page, and that's what we can talk about. The text in the autofill would serve as an introduction to OpenWetware and to wiki editing in general. So the idea is like you have the simplest group of text and you describe how they make edits, and the first edit is to take off the tutorial information just to get people right in there as fast as possible.
We could also put the tutorial on their discussion page, although
I actually like the idea of having make it as of it being there by default, and they just, you know, it gives you an obvious thing to change right away, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Like, very clear and demonstrative. And the other thing, so there's that aspect of it, and then there's particulars of like what to fill in and how to do things. I don't know how we want to start talking about it.
You mean seeding with information from when they sign up or something like that? Is that what you're referring to?
I had another whole reason for doing this, and my point of view was to help structuring the information on OpenWetware a little bit better. I kind of find it hard. Everybody has their own system of like making pages, basically, and page names and whatnot. And one of the beauties, but also one of the detractors about the wiki, is it lets you do almost anything.
Yeah.
And for a new user, even for me, oftentimes I'll like worry about what to call the page or something like that, something stupid like that, instead of just starting to edit the page. So part of the introductory material, I wanted to create like a sample page and show people good naming conventions, for example, to get them started right away on adding scientific content after they've done basic editing. And to do that, like, I was recommending having their, like, project pages be, like, sub-pages with the URLs with slash project name or something like that off of the base page. I don't know what people think. There was some discussion on the email list about that. I don't know what people think about that.
I have a suggestion, Julius. All of these ideas sound really, really good, and they would... I don't think... I suppose it's just a case of prioritizing which ones are more important for new users than others, because they're going to take up your time in doing them. But these would be really great if you could do a screencast so that you could show people, oh, do this, you know, set up your new lab, you can do this, open a template, do this, and then people can see what you're doing on the screen as well.
Yeah, I completely agree. Well, I think, yeah, maybe once we decide on the content, we can just go from being a new user to a contributor in a screencast or something.
Right.
Okay, this is a welcome text in my user page. I'm going to click the edit button and remove the tutorial, whatever.
Exactly.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, the screencast seems really cool.
We've been looking into screencasts for the registry, and so if I figure anything out on that, how about I make a screencast about how to do a screencast?
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
A meta screencast.
But I think it's, like, not trivial. Like, there's a hodgepodge of tools.
Yeah.
I think it's a good
There's
idea.
One for Linux I've seen. So there must be something easy, can't there?
Well, so how do, like, okay, first of all, do people mind, what do people think about, like, seeding pages for new users?
I think it's a great idea, too. I mean, I also think it's kind of annoying that a lot of people don't have user pages. So it just boosts the static.
Barry, I think.
Barry?
Yeah, it's for Lab.
Barry, is that your static?
Never mind.
You just said something in SC chat.
Yeah, I think it's time for Barry.
No, Barry's not in, he says. Everybody cut the microphone for a second. Oh.
Alright, so...
It was me. I don't know why.
That's fine.
I don't know why. I just muted it and turned it back on. It's okay. So.
Okay. So what were you just
talking about? Sure, you were talking about seeding.
Yeah, I think it's a really great idea because I think a lot of people just don't have information about themselves on the page, and I think it would also force the name, like having a name to each user account on the page, and so I think it's a good idea, at least so that way the people that don't even ever edit their page will at least have their name up on their user page.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I seeded all the user pages in my lab when I set up accounts, and it had mixed results. In some cases it launched actual user pages, but in many cases they still say, hi, I'm John Doe and I work in the DeLong lab.
Yeah, I mean, but that's fine. That way you just know who these people are, and,
yeah,
you know,
so
like, if they ever do make an edit, you can put a face to the name, you know?
And in a lot of cases, it has been the base of really cool user pages, so.
Yeah, and I think, you know, there's only so much you can force people to, like, edit their pages, but I think just minimally putting their name up so they're identified.
Yeah, I think the one issue, though, is that, like, for a lot of folks, you know, they're not interested in putting a stuff up about their own research project, so they aren't interested in putting up, like, lab content. And so, you know, like, in terms of automatically generating pages and stuff, wouldn't you need to know their lab name in order to, like, auto-generate page names? Like, most of my stuff is not under, like, you know, user /project. It's under, like, /, you know, project.
Right.
Yeah, but I think maybe we don't, like, feed their project pages, but I think as a first start, we take the stuff that we're getting from the, you know, new user page leads and just put that up on their user page. You know, if they want to just delete that and redirect it to their lab page, fine. But, you know, all of a sudden, they're already working on stuff. But I think, you know, a large portion of the users is just, you know, never making any edits.
Yeah, the idea is to remove that barrier because they don't know how.
Right.
Somehow, and to, you know, just give them ideas about how to start.
Yeah, I mean,
do we know, from a practical point of view, it's easy to see pages automatically?
I think it would be, because there's established ways to do that. So there's like bot protocols to edit the wiki, and then I think it would take some significant programming, though. We might have to wait for having some employees if no one's going to volunteer to do that. But I think it's a good idea, and just getting what kind of information we want set up just at the beginning.
Well, how are user accounts created? Are they done manually now?
No, they're done through this user management system that was made by an undergraduate that we hired two summers ago or last summer. And essentially, it's really bad and needs to be updated. But that form on the how to join page, you enter information, it goes into some queue. We can either accept or reject that and send different letters based on stuff, like whether we reject them or they didn't provide enough information, or welcome, and here's all this, like, this plethora of information that right now you probably wouldn't read, but it's just a really long email.
Yeah, we totally.
But the one thing that I mean, I would like that email to be, like, if we do see pages, to be like, welcome to Open Web, where we've created a user page for you here, you know?
Right. Yeah, that might be a cool way to do it.
That would be a really cool way to do it. But I think it would take some programming, and so we wait for these new letters.
All we have to do, basically, is it'll have to just fill in a wiki page based on what the person put in, is that right?
Yeah.
Well, not even what the person put in. Like, we can just make a standard. I mean, Reshma was pointed out that, you know, you can put, like, special My Page or something like that. You can make general links and stuff like that, so you just put the same text for everybody.
Yeah, I mean, I would actually like it if their name was actually on. But to get started, we could still implement this idea of the tutorial living on the user page, even if it wasn't filling in their name. I mean, so I agree, we'd have to have that at some point, but, like, I think having the tutorial on their user page is already a step above having the tutorial in the email or in a link from the email or whatever, right. You know, so I think, like, going forward with that is a good idea, and I don't know what other people think. Should we just implement that immediately?
One other suggestion that might be easier to implement is that we could possibly write a simple extension that checks if there's anything on their user page, and if there isn't, automatically redirects them to, like, the tutorial page instead of the main page. So we can change the main page that they see when they first get onto the site if they don't have anything.
The one thing with that is I want them to actively edit their own text or something.
Like, can you, I mean, instead write something that where it sees if the user page is empty and all empty user pages, it sees it with, like, a tutorial, like what Julie's suggesting?
Yeah, I think that's definitely possible. And, I mean, so we could retroactively apply it to the people who don't have anything on their user pages, but additionally for new users, that could just be their introduction to the site, you know?
Yeah.
But the issue is, why would they go to see their own user page, right?
Because so, the link that they get sent in the welcome email.
It's the only link.
Like, basically, the welcome email says, welcome to Open Webware, you know, click here to see your newly created user page and a tutorial on how to get started, you know, and it's just one link to their user page.
People will follow one link, I think.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
And that user page can have, as you know, as much information, you know, we already have examples of what we'd like it to have, you know, so, and we can still have links out to the getting started and stuff if we want to use those or not, you know, but they'd be doing it from their own user page from the get-go.
I suggest that we do, what about a script that takes the information that they use when they apply, it puts it into a page on their user page, and that page clearly says, I'm new to Open Webware, and this is a standard template that I can change by clicking edit, and then it puts, my name is, I'm in this lab. And at least that way we've got a reference to who they are, but it also...
Yeah, I mean, that would be, we thought about that, so it would be good, but we just would have to code it, you know? So at the moment, we can apply the other stuff without having to write any code, and if someone
wants... How do we not write code to make a standard page?
To make a standard user page?
Yeah.
Oh.
We have to write code, unless someone wants to go in and edit every user page every time someone applies.
Oh, so I guess I figured it would be easier to just
this
have the user page be standard rather than...
Still write code, though.
Well, look, we're hiring a full-time coder, so why don't we just worry about specifying exactly what we want it to do, or a couple options, and... frankly, yeah, this problem will be solved on a time scale of like a month to 2 months at the longest.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds great.
We have to do it.
Okay.
Sounds good. So, I
just don't want us to get, also, we also should avoid getting in a position where we try to do things more too complicated just because we do have this stuff, you know.
I agree, start simple. But the redirect thing you said, Austin, doesn't that involve, like, putting the redirect text in the user page?
No, I'm thinking about something much simpler. When you just enter openwatware.org, it automatically redirects you to the main page.
So, I think we can, for example, you mean when you log in.
When you just go to open, yeah, if you're logged in and you just go to openwatware.org, it automatically redirects you to the main page. You could just redirect to their user page, for example, or to...
Right, that's how I redirect, yeah. So I think we need to take this discussion offline because we're running out of time here. But I think in general, it's a good idea and we should discuss it on the FC list or something.
And similarly, I think what Grishma said was right, that we can come up with a specification that we want and then figure out how to implement it later.
Okay,
which might be the best way to go.
So, yeah, Julius, if you could just, why don't you just mail out, like, the current suggestion, and then if people have any problems with it, they can, and if not, we can just go forward.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Sweet.
Software?
Okay, so there's two new extensions, Google Maps and the Dynamic Page List, and Rachel, did you want to talk about the Dynamic Page List?
Yeah, so this is actually on the agenda. So I was just playing around and realized we need to put a page on the eColi, which was work on, and so I just kind of went and made a page. And I used the dynamic page list, so it basically just grabs anything with a tag with eColi and puts a link to that article on the page. So if you go to, like, a shared eColi or whatever, it's there. And so I think that, you know, as we move forward, like, all of our posts, like, our protocols page, our materials page, our equipment page, it should all be auto-generated like this. So, you know, under, like, protocols in Vivo, it would basically list all pages that are tagged with protocols and in Vivo. And so I think this might be a nice way to kind of just auto-generate those pages so nobody has to worry about actually editing, like, the protocols page.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Personally.
But, so this just requires kind of, implementation of tagging via categories or via
automation. I mean, can we just do it via categories right now?
Yeah, we can do it, but we just gotta go start tagging
all
the pages.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and currently it's not too big of a problem to see what it currently exists. And then I think the bigger issue is making it obvious to new users that this feature is available. Not if they just tag their stuff that it can be included in a page.
Yeah. So there's some. Yeah. So we can think about how to do that, but I mean, put it forward and.
Yeah.
So we've talked about this before, I think, of dynamically generating the pages, and the only thing we had was that we might need to do a little bit of coding to make them look well.
Yeah, no, the new page looks pretty good. Did you see the one that Rachel linked to?
The issue coli page?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
how much flexibility do we have in how that looks, Rachel?
We can make it look however you want.
Okay.
Yeah, but that is
basically. But how hard is it? Like, can a user come in to like that easily, or where is that done that it decides how it looks?
It's done on the page. So I mean, we could skip the layout of our protocol page and then just lists are generated by the dynamic page. I think we can do all the formatting at once, like
the current system. Okay. Yeah, so let's make sure like that we can have something that, well, I guess one thing that would be nice would be to create a page that looks as good as, like, you know, like for a really long list, or can you break it into two columns and stuff like that, you know, like that's the only concerns, I guess, but
yeah.
I think either way, it's already a big, if we can do the tag thing, it'll be a big improvement over what we're doing now, which definitely does not scale.
Okay, I can play around with it.
But don't you have to do the tagging? Isn't that how it gets generated? You have to categorize the pages.
Right, but that the point is that anyone could, you know, that you can just come along and tag a page and you see it. But at the current moment, you have to go in and add that thing to every category it would belong in on a, I guess, I mean, presumably you're doing the same, you're sort of doing the same amount of edits, but it's sort of like a mental thing, right? Because you're doing it in the place where you already are by just adding a tag versus going to some other place you don't even know about and adding it to a list.
Yeah.
Is there a place that lists all these features of OpenWebware? There's lots of things like this.
Yeah, if you type in extensions,
they
should take it in.
Okay, this is all extensions. Maybe we should think about in the future developing like tutorial documentation on how to use these extensions.
Agree. Yeah, I completely agree.
Okay.
So the tagging one, and I think we have to think about which ones are like a new user would care about this, a power user would care about this, because some of the stuff that, like the tagging thing and naming conventions are stuff that might be part of what you're talking about, Julius, with the original thing we showed somebody, whereas some of the other more complicated extensions might not, you know.
Yeah.
So, okay. Great. Publishing, John, you said that play stuff didn't have much time to go anywhere.
I'm sorry, it's the end of the semester here.
Yeah, no worries.
I'll
anything else on a publishing front?
No.
No. I mean, the review stuff is probably worth, I mean, I don't know if you're interested, but there's probably some hand-holding that could be done there with the new group that's coming on, so if you're something you think is cool, let me know.
Okay, who's in charge of that?
I mean, at the moment, I've been basically following up with this guy, but I'd happily pass it along. I mean, I think it's going to be pretty cool. I think the reviews will go.
Yeah, I mean, it would be pretty neat if there was also, like, an accompanying letter from either, like, you know, maybe John with the review on, like, in the beginning, you know what I'm saying? We could talk to the publishers.
Oh, yeah, he's planning on publishing
an open invitation.
He's planning on publishing a separate article about weekly reviews along with his review.
Oh, cool. That'd be really neat.
Yeah, sorry. Forgot to mention that. Yeah, so I think it'll be great. Shree, do you want to talk about board stuff?
Sure. First thing is we conducted our first round of interviews. There's still one or two people that we might continue to pursue in terms of talking to, but there are some obvious candidates for both positions that were kind of a head and shoulders above the rest, and we hope to finalize everything perhaps by next week sometime, by the end of next week in terms of who's going to be hired for the positions. But in terms of the search, it looks like we found a bunch of good people and definitely for the knowledge developer and probably for the technology developer as well. So thanks for everyone for getting the word out. That was really great. And we'll see. We'll probably start announcing both. And the grant is official now, and so we should probably put together some kind of an announcement for that. And once we hire the people, so we can introduce those people in the same kind of announcement.
On the blog.
Yeah.
Which would be nice.
Yeah.
If it was on the blog, then it would be much easier, because then we can just announce stuff.
Yeah.
On a much faster time scale.
Yeah.
But not worry about sending this massive email.
Agreed.
And then the second thing is, well, there's a thing that's not on the list, which is, Reshma, do you want to talk a little about the donation thing?
Yeah, we basically wanted to have a mechanism so that we could accept donations. So it turns out you can do it fairly straightforwardly through MIT. So basically, so you're making a donation to MIT, but flagging it and making specifically for OpenWebware. And so that mechanism is all set up. And I donated $2 to OpenWebware, and that went through. So,
yay!
Yeah. So we now have $2.
Wow.
So anything we want to spend $2 on. Jason, you said the other thing was the stickers are here.
Yeah.
I guess that's a few things.
Yeah.
And you said you would mail those out?
Yeah, I'll mail them.
Okay.
I have not done it yet.
Yeah, part of the reason why we set up a donation mechanism is because we are thinking about maybe a sponsorship program for companies to kind of give money and are looking to, you know, major sponsors of OpenWebware to get ourselves kind of more resources and or potentially a more stable line of funding than the NSF grant. I don't know. We're just kind of playing around with the idea. So if you have objections or ideas on that, you know, let us know.
One of the options, to be very direct, is, you know, how would people feel about something on the main page where at the bottom it said, you know, there were like four company logos saying these are like sponsors, or would people feel more comfortable with like just a sponsors page or nothing at all, and rather, you know, I mean, this is just stuff that should probably be brought up in the steering committee, and these talks are really early on. They're not like definite in any way, but
I guess it depends on who the sponsors are. Like, if it was sponsored by Nature or something, that would seem pretty harmless, but if it was like sponsored by Pfizer and then you saw like Pfizer popping up in everybody's research page.
Yeah, I think it would just, I don't think anyone's considering any page other than the main page. Yeah, so it would show up on like a lab homepage. So it would just be at the bottom of the main page. But agreed, yeah, I guess it would depend upon the company to a certain extent on who's willing to contribute.
More like, not necessarily the logo, but it's like, use Pfizer as a random example. If they're like, oh, this is great and great advertising, and they get some of their employees to be OWW members and then like feed the word Pfizer in all the texts around the place.
Yeah, I mean, we really can't stop that now as it is. Yeah. You know, so, well, so that the bigger issue there is, what do we do about people trying to use the site commercially and us maintaining something, I don't know if I call it a neutral point of view,
right.
But
which is definitely a separate issue, because we definitely have had people on companies that are on the site,
and that's not necessarily a bad thing, you know. I mean, they might have a lot of
right. I mean, like, what happens if NEB were to come on and were to explain every single restriction enzyme? And you know what I'm saying? Like, that would probably be a good thing for the community.
Yeah, sure. It's just what maybe it would be attracting the wrong kind of, by having an ad on the front and there's like a clear
yeah.
I think that we should be careful about funding, because I would wonder how some labs would feel about having their lab homepage hosted by an organization that's funded by, like, a pharmaceutical or something like that. I just think we should be conscious of that.
Yeah. No, that's definitely a good point. It's all a question of what will be okay with people and what will keep the site going long term, you know. Is it the benefit of, like, for example, just to give some numbers, the ideas are, you know, perhaps we could potentially, you know, have four corporate sponsors or executive sponsors, whether it be Google or whoever, but for about $50,000 a piece, so then it'd be about $200,000 a year in terms of money coming in to pay to keep one of the people paid.
Yeah, I think, like, Google is a very neutral sponsor that everybody, I don't imagine
people. Yeah.
There's, like, the activities of some pharmaceuticals and biotech, not all of them, but many of them is kind of at odds with a lot of the principles that we
do. So it sounds like, with Genesis, we should run by any companies with the FC ahead of time and see what people think about it in general.
But is it generally the FC? I mean, or is it all users?
I don't think we're going to want to send out a survey for every single company. From a long-term point of view, the FC is going to be the ones who make these decisions for the community as a whole, because we're not going to poll everybody about everything. So, yeah, I think we do take it to the FC, and they need to make a wise choice. I don't know, unless people... that seems to be the only a way forward that will actually work. So does that seem okay to people? So the general idea seems okay, and we'll need a clear company.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's
cool.
Okay. All right, great. So we are behind. That's okay. So if anybody needs to go, we started a little late, but it's 5:00. We're going to try and get through the suggested topics. So we already talked about the dynamic pages from Rajma. You may have noticed Austin and I having quite an excellent debate on the list about usernames. Austin and I then spent approximately 15 minutes on a plane trip talking to each other and solved the entire issue. So mental notes, do not use email when I call would be better. So, Austin, do you want to talk about the proposal?
Sure. So we ended up deciding that it would be good to have a full identity for each user, so it would be good to have your full name as your username. And so the major issue is the login. So we decided that it would be best if we could implement such a system where you log in via your email, but your username is actually, for example, your full name or some variant thereof. You just never have to log in using that username. And that would be relatively simple to implement using current media wiki system.
What do you think about our existing problem of everyone that logs in the way they do now, you know?
Yeah, how do you think about that?
And, like, people how might not remember the emails they signed up with, or... So, I think in general that people can remember their email as well as their username, for the most part. And the advantage, again, of the system is that everybody on the site would be, like, first-last, essentially. So it solves one of the problems in terms of we kind of want everybody to be identified. I think that's, like, a good precedent to set in the first place. And it doesn't have any of the issues around giving somebody something they won't remember. Because I think most people can remember one email address.
You can also say, like, if you forgot your email address, click this button and it'll send you one. You can check all of yours.
Right, yeah, you can have a thing where it says type in your email address and it will send you your password or whatever, or it will generate a new password for you, and then you could just...
Or as a backwards compatible thing, put in your username.
Yeah, exactly.
To the email address.
Yeah, exactly. That's the other thing, right? So you can put your username in and it will send the email.
Why do you have to force certain formats on usernames? Yeah, I mean, logging in with email is great, but...
So the reasoning was that we wanted to have it so that in the recent changes or wherever, you actually would know who a person was, like who their actual real name, rather than just some random username.
Well, that link in the recent changes to the page is that because information is filled out, especially by default when we sign up, then there is no problem.
That's practically true. It's just a matter of, number one, if they fill it out, and number two, if someone's willing to go ahead and click it anyway.
Well, I mean, if they don't fill it out, then they're not going to have it on their... I mean,
they'll have it no matter what with this new system, right? Because they have to give a name to sign up.
Right. Yeah, but we do that anyways right now.
I mean, I would feel...
Yeah, we don't put
strange if somebody, some client would force me to use my first and last name as a username. Like... It just doesn't sound right. Like, I've never seen any...
No one balks the fact that when you write a paper, you put your full name on the paper and your contact info and everything, right? And, I mean, frankly, it shouldn't be that different to contribute to OpenLatware. I mean, I realize it's, like, a shorter time scale, more amorphous thing, but, like, in some sense, your contributions to OpenLatware are as dead as your publishing.
Yeah.
You know? So, I mean, in science, there is this tradition of putting your real identity to your work.
Yeah.
So how do you resolve collisions between usernames in this case because people could have the same name?
Yeah.
There isn't collision of like resolution in PubMed, I don't think. I think what happens is that you usually it's like a single person per institution or
well, in our case, for username generation, then you would have something that basically becomes like Jason Kelly 2, Jason Kelly 3, right? Which is, I think, okay as long as I don't have to remember that as a login, right? As long as my login is the email address, I don't mind if my name that shows up in the wiki is Jason Kelly 2 or Jason Kelly MIT or something, you know?
I mean, can we do things like short forms? Like, you know, like for example, when we sign off on things with the tilde, tilde, tilde thing?
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to put up our whole name? Is it going to put up...
You have control over that.
Username.
That's your name that you put under your preferences.
So, I mean, I guess the general question to ask you is, like, do we think that... Because, I mean, I think it is kind of like a social thing where we could be making a choice and saying this community is a little more, like, scientific, a little more professional. Like, we require, you know, people to put their names on stuff in a way that, you know... So, I don't know. I mean, it's... I think in terms of people logging in, the email thing would make it not an issue, so we could really make the decision more. I don't think it would be a hassle to users. It's more a question of what we prefer.
I'm sorry, I missed what the main
so, like, is about. You know, I don't think it's going to be either hard to implement or a big problem for users, so I think it's a question more of whether we would just prefer that on the recent changes and when you see a person's edit, it says their full name, or if we prefer to see an alias, or do we not care?
I don't care if there's an alias, because it leads to a user page, and, you know, I'm for
user
page's URL as identifier. You know, that would be great, because there are no agents in this case.
Anybody else?
I'd prefer to see a real name, definitely. I think that we're trying to move into a new publishing channel, and as Reshma said, it's the standard that you use your real name. And I think we are different. We're a professional community online rather than a punk community.
I agree. I think a real name would be useful. I think people, it might be a little more of a barrier to entry, and we might have to make it explicit in the, you know, this is going to be your, I think we should make, because I think the first intuition of people is just to make up a fake name to register for stuff, you know, or at least it is for me. And so I think we should make it clear that, you know, this is going to be
you know, your user page and what people refer to you as scientifically, you know, like,
right.
But I mean, to be, and also, but people were asking for their name in the thing anyway,
yeah.
But I don't think they were lying to us normally.
Yeah, I
agree. They don't know what's going to happen to it.
I agree, and I, but I think we should make it explicit, and I think it is a larger barrier to entry, so the only...
One question, sir. Do you think most of open webware users care about publishing? Are they scared to publish papers or just have their lab notebook online, for example?
I'm just talking about in 5 years' time.
I'm saying that a lab notebook would be an example of publishing, right? It's part of your scientific work. It just happens to not be in a peer-reviewed journal.
Well, I think if in general you want to promote the fact that these could be valuable scientific contributions to the rest of the community, then a nickname is probably not going to fly.
Right. No, I agree. But, you know, Jason sent out an email, I think, to the discuss list of, you know, someone on the steering committee, Maureen Hurtland, is a professor, and her initial username, which we rejected, was Ebola. Right. And it's just like, and she's become a very productive and useful member of the community, but, you know, it could have been the fact that we said, no, pick a different username, and she just, like, went off. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right. But if from the get-go, the option is just put in your name. And your email.
Yeah, we find a username.
What's that? Like, if people don't even know they have the choice, if it's more just like, will you log in with your email, then they won't even think twice about the fact that they didn't put a username in, you know?
Right.
They'll just think that this is a site where you log in with your email. So.
Right. No, I agree. I mean,
I
in terms of entities, I have a slightly related topic, but I don't know if we want to move to it.
Well, so are people, does anyone actually have a prompt about going with the first name last?
My only question is, what about existing users?
Yeah.
How do you, like, make sure their contributions still...
So that's technically quite easy to do.
Okay.
To move all, to reassign all edits and move all of your user pages.
So is that why I'm not higher on the list, if someone has been reassigning my edits?
Moving them all onto Austin.
I don't know. I had like one edit in the last week or something, according to that, or month or whatever it was.
What the heck, Shree?
I don't know. But I think we should think a little bit about make sure that that's going to be a process that doesn't freak people out if their like username changes all of a sudden, because it might be confusing. So, but I think it's definitely something where I get another thing that we should, you know, plan ahead of time before we.
Yeah, so Austin and I will get into it and make a proposal via email.
Great.
Okay.
Sorry, I have to go.
Yeah, sorry,
John.
I do also.
No problem.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. But actually, just to ask one more question, should we ask the community about this or just make the decision?
I mean, I don't know what the forum is. I don't know. I feel like discussing with here. I don't know. Do you have thoughts, Barry? Or are you going to say something?
No, but I mean, it seems like if there's going to be a survey, it could be on the survey.
Yeah.
I just don't want to be in a position where we can't make any decisions without a survey, for instance. So, like, we do need to be setting ourselves up to be the voice of the community at some point.
Well, I think it's not that big of a deal, because I think the existing users that use the site a lot will get used to it very quickly. And I feel like a lot of the people that used it once or twice and want to use it once or twice more
won't notice
or will lose some of them. But, you know, it might be worth the cost at this point better than, like, 5 years down the road. You know?
Well, we should definitely blog about it.
Yeah, that would be... I think we definitely need a community. That's, I think, a pretty big thing that we should decide on fairly soon.
The blog.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
have
the
steering committee and the workers on, you know, have pictures of them and stuff like that.
Definitely.
So the related thing that I wanted to bring up is I thought it would be really neat to kind of add some of the social networking stuff to OpenWetware, and maybe the easiest way is a good way to manage relationships, you know, scientific relationships. Like, this person's my PI. You know, these persons are my colleagues. I don't know if it makes sense. We can do that with categories, or
I
mean,
well, there are ways you can do. We can install Semantic Media Wiki, for example, and easily do that.
So I feel like this is like a big discussion that we don't have time for at the moment. But yeah, I think it's definitely true, and there might be all kinds of questions around how to actually get people to put that information in, which are going to be hard. So there was a section at one point that's called Nerd Book if you search, and a lot of the discussion is there too. So something like that, Shree. We actually got through most of the stuff. The only other thing is Barry was going to bring up something about steering committee discussions.
Yeah, again, we might not have time to deal with it. I was just going to bring up the fact that we've had some really good discussions via email in the last month and also on the wiki, and I'd be interested to know what people think about deciding to go with one or the other, so that our conversations are either via email or either via the wiki, and there's advantages to both. If we have conversations via email, then everybody always sees them. If we have conversations via the wiki, then they're archived for everybody in the community to see.
What about archiving the email? I mean, I would like, oftentimes I can't find an email, actually. But if I knew it was archived in one place.
I think the emails to the discuss list are archived. Is that right? Or
the SC list?
That's or mailman list.
Separate discuss list.
Well, the original list that I set up were archived. I don't know. Austin, are these new lists archived? The automatic.
The SC list is the old list, right?
What?
The SC list is not a new list.
Right, so the SC and the discuss, but a lot of the other, the new listings, like the news that Open Wetware and like the board and stuff like that are all...
So we had a discussion about those and we never decided. So the actual SC list is being archived. But it needs a password to get log in. You go to the mailman.msc.
Archive on the wiki.
Yeah, that's the point.
I think we should, why not archive it onto the wiki?
Yeah, and ideally, it would be smart enough to know who sent the email and, like,
map
it to the... Or maybe
even
map it to their
username. Well, yeah, and I like that the emails are... Everybody sees them, you know, so I'm a little hesitant to jump to going secure to the wiki.
I think email is, like, a really nice editing system. Everyone's really used to it, and it shows the reply. I actually think emails do a little bit better job than, like, a discussion page on dealing with the threads of a discussion. But I would love to put them on the wiki.
Yeah. So maybe we can look into archive. I mean, how, Austin, how technically tough do you think it would be as one option, the archive could just be public and we get linked to it. The other option is how hard would it be to dump it into the wiki?
Yeah, so when I've talked about this, the simplest option is there's public archive services. All we have to do is add their email address onto the mailing list and it automatically gets archived publicly on their server and we can just link to it. That would require essentially no effort.
Why don't we do that for now?
But that would be on the wiki, right?
Yeah, but just at the beginning, you know.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing is, I mean, I don't know if we really need them on the wiki because it's... Or maybe we can, like, have a wiki page that's used to archive because you don't want to edit. So.
I guess one thing that nice would be, maybe it's not, we don't need every, so there's like two different things, right? There's a lot of emails that are going to go out on the SC list. Archiving all of them might be almost useless because it's too much to go through, right? And then there's sort of a discussion thread happens and it's like, gee, this was important to talk about. Yeah. It would be nice to archive this because someone's going to bring it up again and we can just point them to the discussion, right? Like this, for instance, like around private pages, you know, we discussed that extensively on the wiki and it's always been nice when somebody asked me for a page, I can be like, hey, go check this out. Because we talked about it, you know, for 3 weeks, you know. So having a record like that is pretty useful for some topics. So maybe it's more a matter of, like, making a decision about a topic and then, you know, dumping it in or moving the discussion to the wiki. I don't know if, back in the day it was, like, check the wiki all the time and you could have the discussion, but I feel like right now it's too hard, you know. So, I don't know. I mean, I think we can do the archive. I don't think it's going to make a big difference.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
All right, why don't we do the public archiving just so that we do have a copy somewhere, and then we can think about whether there's an easy way to transfer certain threads to the wiki.
Okay.
Cool.
So all the other stuff on the action list, with the exception of T-shirts, which Jenny will be mailing out a link to some new design she has, so
cool. Keep
a link and eye out for that. Julius mentioned that two people sharing the position. You want to talk about that real quick, Julius?
Yeah, just a quick comment. I think Vincent and I have certainly proffered from splitting up the many to-dos. I don't know if you want to make it official or just try to promote all the chairs being shared. I think there's some other chairs being shared, but it's a good idea, I think.
Yeah, I think it also helps you to, like, keep on stuff just because someone will, you know,
yeah.
keep somebody, yeah, I totally agree with that.
We can kind of bat around ideas before we send them to the FC and stuff, too.
Yeah. So
should
keep that in mind.
Should we have, sure. Should we be coming, like, try to recruit more people to participate in FC in general?
Yeah.
That's been a constant thing throughout of trying to get more people to be involved, and it's slowly happening, but...
Well, I think Vincent and I certainly are thinking about that in both generally and specifically for the outreach thing, to have people in different locations. And so at some point, we'll try to put together some documents describing, like, what are the benefits for being a part of the SC and whatnot. So.
Cool. Yeah, that'd be great. Did anyone have any other stuff they wanted to bring up?
Is there anything about IGM, which is starting quite soon?
Yeah, so there's a highlight on IGM. I suspect some of the, I don't know how many of the teams will use OpenWetware each year. Like, some of them decide to use OpenWetware to coordinate themselves. It ends up being a big influx of edits, that's for sure. Is everyone familiar with what IGM is? Yeah. Okay, good. So I don't know, yeah, we could think about stuff if we want to, like, give some tools to them that we think would be helpful. Like, we could make it more obvious. Like, I think there already are links to how to make a lab notebook and some of the stuff the teams have found useful before. But do people have any thoughts on what did you mean exactly?
What's going to create a huge flow of new users and potentially a huge flow of information? So it's just that they are beginners and they are working quite intensively in a short amount of time. So
yeah, that's a good point.
They can do things really well, or maybe what the work produced maybe might not be usable because it's all around and everything.
I think, at least from our past experiences with IGEM people on the wiki, is that it's been really good.
Okay.
People have made very detailed protocols. I think younger people are much better than we are at being natural at this stuff in general. And, I don't know.
I think the thing is a good point. Maybe that we want to have some of this stuff that Julius has been talking about in place in time for the new users.
When did it start?
It started basically.
Okay. Well, so when would there be an influx, or would there? I guess it wouldn't be that many people. I mean,
yeah. I mean, it's never that many teams. But that being said, there's a lot more IGEM teams this year.
Yeah.
You guys could expect maybe 300 people might not be unreasonable.
Yeah.
It depends on how many labs are online. And I would expect that within, like, 2 or 3 weeks.
But you definitely do have an iGEM wiki, too, right?
We do. We just, Randy and I are working on it. We just made a new skin and stuff for it, so it looks a lot different now.
Okay.
And obviously, there are so many issues that are common with the new OpenWetware users, so I feel like we're at least going to take a lot of cues from what's going on OpenWetware, if not blatantly copy some of the same ideas. So,
yeah,
I don't know what sort of collaboration we might want to have. I know it's a sort of political and charged issue, though, so it's higher than ever.
It really is.
It's a lot less political than you would think. Okay, yeah, well, I think we should be all right with. We certainly can handle the users. It's more.
Yeah.
And we're going to be in progress on adding that stuff to the user pages, so hopefully that'll be in place in time. So. Okay.
Just last point. Do you think it's worth thinking about maybe allocating a public isolated wiki per team? So that's like a private wiki, but public.
Public. Yeah. So the big issue there is whether. So if we decide to do that, it's a question more of, do we want to do that for lots of things? You know, should every lab have that? Should every, you know...
No, it would be a test bed, maybe.
It'd be a what?
Well, just a try.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. There's another discussion. Maybe we could start having it via email or something, but, you know, we Austin proposed a while back, like, a web of individual wikis, and whether that has advantages or disadvantages over everybody sharing the same space. So I think it's a pretty, I don't know, it's a big choice if we decide to do that. And there's definitely certain downsides to it where you might not notice what's going on anywhere outside of your public wiki is the main one.
And it's definitely a way, it's basically setting access restrictions to some extent. I mean, it might be that everyone has access to everything, but I think that would be essentially what open wetware is.
Right. Right. So I wouldn't want to necessarily have where only the team could edit it, because then you're basically talking about restricted editing on OpenWetWare. And we don't do that at the moment. And I think for good reason. So. Yeah. So we can talk about that too. So why don't we do that on offline? Any other stuff? All right, cool. If your address isn't on your wiki page, can you send it to me, jasonj@mit, so we can get you some stickers.
Wait, on the user page or like our...
What's that?
Address on the user page?
Yeah, I mean, I can search people's user pages and grab addresses, but if it's not there, then just email it to me.
Okay, cool.
But, yeah. We had some vandalism of OpenWetWare stickers around MIT, like being put in inappropriate places. So keep an eye out.
Oh, that was something I wanted to mention. John, is John gone? Oh, we'll do it next month. But the kind of first case of somewhat vandalism.
Oh yeah.
Happened this month, and it would be interesting. We didn't really have a response per se, and the student was emailed and took it down, but. I don't know how many of you guys caught this, but we should discuss in the future how we would deal with such issues.
What was it?
I think on the Chinese like iGEM page that Drew, like the some workshop that John Cumbers and Drew and Christina Smolke, and essentially someone put up a sign that it's ironic that what something about their Chinese motto, I think,
it was like finding truth through facts or something.
And it was, and I think the vandalism was like, it's on their front page saying, like, it's ironic that they think the truth is, or facts are different from the truth or something.
Mm.
And it was like a smarting comment to some extent. And then when, and this was the user's only edit period. And then when John emailed him, he's like, oh, the wiki's free to edit, you could have taken it down. And so it was just not a good, thing. I think we should definitely, the other thing is that user didn't have a user page, so it was just like unknown person.
Mm.
And it's just something that we should think about in the future and talk about maybe next time.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyway.
No, that's great. Yeah, I completely forgot about that. Okay. All right, everybody. Well, thanks a lot for calling in. It's been good. I'll send out notes, or hopefully there's notes on the chat. Excellent. Okay. All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.